Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. So if you're in bed, it's probably a problem. But if you're having trouble getting up, gravity, not your friend in that situation. It's keeping you in bed, all right? But you get up, you go into the bathroom, you turn on the shower, gravity, your friend, okay? Because the water hits you on the head. It doesn't just sort of fly around. You go into the kitchen, you pour yourself a cup of coffee, gravity, again, your friend. The coffee lands in the cup. It doesn't just sort of fly all over the place. But if an asteroid is on its way to Earth, being drawn into Earth's gravitational field, gravity, not your friend anymore. No, because asteroids have every 50 to 100 million years a chance of hitting the Earth. And it's not an abstract phenomenon. It's something that has actually shaped the universe as we know it. And scientists are coming together from all the world today at the Asteroid Deflection Research Symposium in Arlington, Virginia, to try to come up with a global plan of action in case an asteroid should be drawn into Earth's gravitational field. It turns out that even in a situation where an asteroid is going to take out Earth, gravity could still be our friend in this situation. And joining us to talk about this is Carter Emhart, who's director of astrovisualization at the Rose Center at the American Museum of Natural History. He is also the director of the film Cosmic Collisions, which includes a scenario of how we might use gravity as our friend to deflect an asteroid away from us. Carter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
First of all, gravity could be our friend in the case of an asteroid hitting the Earth?
Well, actually,
how would that work?
Actually, yes. One idea that astronaut Ed Liu, who was on the space station for about 6 months, came up with and that we actually depict in Cosmic Collisions is the notion of actually using gravity assist from parking a spacecraft next to a small enough asteroid. This would actually have to be a small enough asteroid for this to work, but we actually have one that is a potential threat, although the probability of that has been lessened by a greater constraint on its orbit that we now know based on some radar observations from Arecibo, the largest radio telescope in the world.
So how do you use the gravity of a space station to deflect an asteroid?
Well, if you know one is coming on a collision course, and you have enough time, you could park a spacecraft next to, not actually even touching the asteroid, and you would actually deflect its exhaust, so it's not actually shooting at the asteroid itself. But gravity works as it's a mutual attraction force, and so that if the asteroid's small enough, the spacecraft is massive enough, they're both exerting a force on one another. So it's essentially a gravity tug. And with a spacecraft...
And a slow gravity tug.
Very, very slow. So again, the force is perhaps minuscule, but if you operate that force over a long enough period of time, then you may take what was a collision course with Earth and move it just off the Earth. So we know that perhaps it's going to just miss the atmosphere. Then we have a good day. So
why not just blow it up, though, like they did in Armageddon
movies, right?
With Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck? Why not just do that?
Well, then you're actually, it's like a shotgun. You basically, you put a bunch of debris out there, and that's coming in all over the place. So you create a mess in that case.
On Earth or just in the galaxy?
No. Actually, you break the asteroid up into pieces, and those individual pieces are then coming down all over the place. And so that is a potential threat. But the asteroid Apophis is...
It's the name of the asteroid.
That's the name of the asteroid. It's going to actually pass... if you're in Europe on April 13th, 2029, you'll be able to see this thing pass between the Earth and Moon. Quite bright, and it will miss the Earth, but it comes by every 7 years.
But in astronomical terms, that's a near miss. That's a scary distance.
That is a scary distance.
Scary distance. Do you have any faith that the Asteroid Deflection Research Symposium in Arlington, Virginia, is going to come up with some realistic scenarios?
Well, actually, yes. I mean, there's some very good ideas. In actually discussing this with Ed Liu, when he came to the American Museum of Natural History to talk about this, was that if you have a potential threat, what you need to do is really sort of fly a spacecraft out and put a transponder on it so that you can then use radio back and forth so you can actually really understand the characteristics of its orbit and make sure whether it's going to hit the Earth or not. And then you have enough time, hopefully, with these threats. So a big deal about this is actually being able to detect the threats and,
right.
And being able to have something such as the Space Guard survey, which is active and actually looking for potential threats.
Early
detection.
What's
so interesting is it's a serious list of people who are attending this conference: NASA, the U.S. Air Force, the Air Force Research Laboratory, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. So taking it very seriously and how to figure out how to read that asteroid.
Well, if you take a world armed with nuclear weapons, such as we are, and people on high-level threats or threat warning and so forth, and if you have such an event as Tunguska, which happened exactly 100 years ago over central Siberia, this is an airburst that went off at about 40,000 feet, about they believe it may have been a comet there.
Wow.
And it destroyed about 800 square miles of, or actually flattened the forest out there. But this burst was, they believe, somewhere between probably 10 to 15 megatons.
That's huge.
This is a huge burst. Yeah. And so
these things can happen. They're
yes.
not out of the realm of possibility.
There was about a megaton blast over the Mediterranean in 2002.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's
2002.
Great.
Yeah. So these things happen.
Well, one of the great reasons for having you here is not because you're such a great scientist, because you're such a great visualizer of these kinds of events. And if you go to the Rose Center at the Museum of Natural History, you discover this miracle of seeing it.
He
is actually
me,
to learn
so I'm
about
going.
It. You're lucky. Carter Emhart is the director of astrovisualization at the Rose Center at the American Museum of Natural History. Thanks so much for being here, Carter.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And our director of headline visualization at the Takeaway is Femi Oke.
Thank you very much. Visualize this. Good morning. The time is 20 minutes to the top of the hour.